In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Maurice Allen of Nottingham, Nottinghamshire, died on the 14th of November 2022, aged 93. He served in the Royal Engineers. John Brian Anderson of Alnwick, Northumberland, died on the 16th of January 2023, aged 88. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. John Edward Baker of Cardiff died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 83. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Jean Bainham of Brighton, East Sussex, died on the 12th of January 2023, aged 95. She served as a Lance Corporal in the Women's Royal Army Corps. Jack Anthony Beard of Reading, Berkshire, died on the 16th of January 2023, aged 91. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Eric George James B of Edinburgh died on the 20th of January 2023, aged 83. He served as a corporal in the 1st Battalion London Scottish. Kenneth Belcher of Bristol died on the 24th of January 2023, aged 88. He served as a radio electrical mechanic second class in the Royal Navy. Donald Henry Brazenell of Dumfries and Galloway died on the 4th of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Derek Brearley of Liversedge, West Yorkshire, died on the 28th of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a driver in the Green Howards. Kenneth St John Brooks of Gloucester, Gloucestershire, died on the 28th of December 2022, aged 101. He served as a trooper in the Royal Armoured Corps. Florence Joan Callaghan of Bristol died on the 26th of January 2023, aged 95. She served as a private in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Enid Mary Carter of Scunthorpe, Lincolnshire, died on the 14th of January 2023, aged 90. She served as an aircraft woman in the Women's Royal Naval Service. Cecil Clark of Newbury, Berkshire, died on the 28th of November 2022, aged 94. He served as a private in the Royal Army Service Corps. Ian Charteris Cow of Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. John Frank William Crane of Aldershot, Hampshire, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 98. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Andrew Culloch of Dundee died on the 18th of January 2023, aged 92. He served as a gunner in the Royal Horse Artillery. Ralph Decker of Paignton, Devon, died on the 9th of January 2023, aged 94. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Artillery. Kenneth Stanley Dowdney of Thames Ditton, Surrey, died on the 19th of January 2023, aged 88. He served as a corporal in the Royal Regiment of Fusiliers. John Edward Enfield of Cambridge, Cambridgeshire, died on the 18th of November 2022, aged 96. He served in the Rifle Brigade. Brian John Evans of Glasgow, Lanarkshire, died on the 29th of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. James Henry Foley of Brighton, East Sussex, died on the 14th of January 2023, aged 97. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. William Frederick Foster of Consett, County Durham, died on the 10th of January 2023, aged 96. He served as a Lance Sergeant in the Coldstream Guards. William Fox of Yeovil, Somerset, died on the 31st of December 2022, aged 95. He served as a private in the Royal Army Service Corps. Peter Sidney Friend of Hailsham, East Sussex, died on the 5th of February 2023, aged 85. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Catering Corps. Dennis Gilchrist of South Shields, Tyne and Wear, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 96. He served as a corporal in the Royal Engineers. Geoffrey Ashby Guy of Lampeter, Duffid, died on the 17th of December 2022, aged 93. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Peter George Haynes of Portsmouth, Hampshire, died on the 21st of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a Chief Petty Officer in the Royal Navy. Michael John Hands of Coventry, West Midlands, died on the 23rd of December 2022, aged 88. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Raymond Philip Hands of Rugby, Warwickshire, died on the 4th of January 2023, aged 97. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. George Alfred Haslam of Welling, Kent, died on the 27th of January 2023, aged 99. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Signals. Jack Haslam of Bolton died on the 1st of February 2023, aged 92. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Ernest Holden of Ripon, North Yorkshire, died on the 11th of January 2023, aged 93. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Military Police. Roy Hoskins of Sheffield, South Yorkshire, died on the 28th of November 2022, aged 99. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Colin Hoyland of Sheffield, South Yorkshire, died on the 2nd of January 2023, aged 90. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Ronald Norman Allen Irving of Alford, Lincolnshire, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 92. He served as a leading aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Stuart Everard Munday James of Shrewsbury, Shropshire, died on the 13th of January 2023, aged 90. He served as a lieutenant in the King's Shropshire Light Infantry. William Alan Jones of Bangor, Gwynedd, died on the 15th of January 2023, aged 97. He served as a warrant officer second class in the Royal Artillery. Robin Bipin Cantharia of Shaftesbury, Dorset, died on the 27th of January 2023, aged 86. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Daniel Kennedy of Salisbury, Wiltshire, died on the 12th of January 2023, aged 40. He served as a bombardier in the Royal Artillery. Hugh Bernard Lewis of Swansea died on the 5th of February 2023, aged 92. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Wilfred Charles Ewart Lindley of Ovingdean, East Sussex, died on the 24th of January 2023, aged 102. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. John Lomas of Barnsley, South Yorkshire, died on the 21st of November 2022, aged 94. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Kathleen Mary Laurie of King's Langley, Hertfordshire, died on the 25th of January 2023, aged 97. She served as a corporal in the Women's Royal Air Force. John Edward George Lough of Midhurst, West Sussex, died on the 9th of January 2023, aged 85. He served in the Royal Artillery. Peter Lunn of Lincolnshire, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 92. He served in the Royal Air Force. Donald MacLeod of Steyning, West Sussex, died on the 17th of January 2023, aged 93. He served as an aircraftman in the Middlesex Regiment. Derek Spencer Maudsley of Preston, Lancashire, died on the 13th of January 2023, aged 85. He served as an air mechanic in the Royal Navy. Peter Astle Milton of Chester, Cheshire, died on the 21st of January 2023, aged 97. He served as an air mechanic first class in the Fleet Air Arm. James Richard Minter of Brighton, East Sussex, died on the 14th of January 2023, aged 96. He served as a Fusilier in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Pauline Eva Mole of Abingdon, Oxfordshire, died on the 19th of January 2023, aged 99. She served as a subaltern in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Emlyn Mort of Bridgend, Mid Glamorgan, died on the 24th of January 2023, aged 94. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Desmond Arthur Newling of Chichester, West Sussex, died on the 10th of January 2023, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. John Curry Peebles of Potters Bar, Hertfordshire, died on the 1st of December 2022, aged 91. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. Douglas Robert Potter of Colne, Wiltshire, died on the 13th of January 2023, aged 80. He served in the Royal Artillery. Iris Ray of Bournemouth, Dorset, died on the 14th of January 2023, aged 101. She served as a corporal in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Ernest Robinson of London died on the 18th of December 2022, aged 92. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. Roland Robinson of Brighton, East Sussex, died on the 29th of January 2023, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Fred Slingo of Leeds, West Yorkshire, died on the 4th of February 2023, aged 93. He served as an acting corporal in the Royal Air Force. Raymond Sparks of Hayes, Middlesex, died on the 21st of January 2023, aged 93. He served as a chief petty officer in the Royal Navy. James Sullivan of Skipton, North Yorkshire, died on the 16th of January 2023, aged 91. He served as a private in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Derek Sutton of Macclesfield, Cheshire, died on the 1st of February 2023, aged 89. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. William Tate of Hebburn, Tyne and Wear, died on the 1st of January 2023, aged 84. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Andrew Tyndall of Southampton, Hampshire, died on the 29th of January 2023, aged 85. He served as an aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. David Melville Thomas of Port Talbot, West Glamorgan, died on the 29th of December 2022, aged 91. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Army Educational Corps. Mark Tuttle of Hungerford, Berkshire, died on the 7th of January 2023, aged 89. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. Edwin Watkins of Liss, Hampshire, died on the 25th of January 2023, aged 94. He served as a sergeant in the South Wales Borderers. Randolph MacDonald Watson of Seaham, County Durham, died on the 9th of January 2023, aged 87. He served as a petty officer mechanic in the Royal Navy. Kenneth Ernest White of Guildford, Surrey, died on the 25th of January 2023, aged 96. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Leonard Wise of Birmingham, West Midlands, died on the 25th of January 2023, aged 91. He served as an artificer in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Leonard Michael Woodman of Warwick, Warwickshire, died on the 22nd of January 2023, aged 89. He served as a private in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Greta Birgitta Wyer of Hull, Yorkshire, died on the 9th of December 2022, aged 95. She served as a corporal in the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps. And Philip Leonard Young of Spalding, Lincolnshire, died on the 21st of January 2023, aged 90. He served as the Chief Technician in the Royal Air Force.